Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 6th of May, the 126th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. The French have a saying, mois d'avril ne te découvre pas d'un fil, mois de mai fais ce qu'il te plaît. That roughly translates, without the rhyme, unfortunately, in April, don't put away your coats. In May, do whatever you want. Well, I would like to be doing whatever I want as far as dressing goes. I am sick of socks, but it's still fairly cool here, and the skies do not want to turn blue, and the socks are staying on for the moment. As I always say, it's a good thing Paris is beautiful because the climate here is not. Except when it is. And then, what a paradise. Speaking of paradise, until it wasn't, when a little thing known as the French Revolution started. On this day in 1682, the Sun King, Louis XIV, moved his court to the Paradisial Palace of Versailles. The palace is, of course, amazing, but I love the gardens and the fountains better. Ha, the fountains of Versailles. It's getting close to the time of year when they'll be turned on for a few hours, a few times a week. So if you're coming to Paris and going to visit Versailles, be sure you plan your trip around fountain time. They can only be turned on infrequently. First, they take so much water, it's a nightmare. And second, and you're not going to believe this, the fountains use much of the same network of hydraulics as was used in the time of Louis XIV. So the French are very careful with it. But that water thing has always been a problem from the beginning. In Louis XIV's day, the fountains which could be seen from the palace were left on, but the ones farther away in the gardens were turned off. There was an elaborate code of whistles created by the fountaineers to signal when the king was walking by. They'd quickly turn on the fountain until his oh-so-incredibly royal majesty had passed by, then turn it off and whistle to the next fountaineer to turn his on, and so on and so on. Ah, it's good to be king. Today is another great date in French history. Our beloved Eiffel Tower officially opened to the public in 1889 for the Universal Exposition. And was this date in 1994 chosen on purpose for the opening of the Channel Tunnel, the rail tunnel under the English Channel linking France and the UK?
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
All right, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On Poisson d'Avril Day, also known as April Fool's Day, the 1st of April, I asked you a question that had been bothering me for a bit. What exactly is the difference between cuneiform and hieroglyphics? That's right. You were to write in and tell me what the difference is between cuneiform and hieroglyphics. The short and sweet answer is hieroglyphic writing represented consonants only. Cuneiform script represented whole syllables, including the vowels. Cuneiform writing is a little bit older. It was invented by the ancient Sumerians around 3500 BCE. Cuneiform script began as picture writing, but its symbols rapidly evolved into abstract shapes that, in most cases, didn't look like an actual object. The cuneiform writing system was then picked up and widely used by the Mesopotamian speakers of Semitic languages unrelated to Sumerian, the language of the Babylonians and Assyrians, called Akkadian by modern scholars. From there, it spread further and was used to write other languages, especially Elamite and Hittite. Hieroglyphic writing was invented by the ancient Egyptians around 3200 BCE and was only used by Egypt. Egyptian hieroglyphs remained recognizable pictures throughout the 3,500-year history of the script. The winners this week are But of course, the child of hieroglyphics, Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim from El Sharqa, Egypt. I tried to say all that with no vowels, but it didn't work. From Kuragram, Bangladesh, Rajia Khatun is a winner this week. And then we have three winning RFI Listeners Club members, Behzad Payenda from Tehran, Iran, Henry Gumzong from Bamenda, Cameroon, and Ibrahim Umar Abdul Karim from Kano, Nigeria. Both Henry Ngumzong and Ibrahim Umar Abdul Karim sent their answers via text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone, and you can do that too. Just dial plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. To answer this week's quiz, you'll need to listen to our brand new feature that takes you to the movies. It's called Cinephile and is produced by our good Rosalind Himes. You can find Cinephile on the RFI English website under Features, and I've also put a link to it on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. It's a wonderful show, and you should get in the habit of listening to it. Brava, Rosalind! On her debut show, which aired this past week, Rosalind talked to Maman, the director of a new film set in Africa called Bienvenue au Gondwana, or Welcome to Gondwana. At one point, Maman, who also has a very popular program on RFI in French, by the way, lists the many countries the actors in Welcome to Gondwana come from. I want you to send me the names of at least three of those countries. Again, listen to Rosalind's new program, Cinephile. In her interview with Maman, he tells Rosalind the nationalities of several of the actors in his film. Send me the names of at least three of those countries. You have until May 29th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 3rd of June to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Before we go, a little listener news. Check out the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Facebook pages for some photos sent in by Priyanka Pal, the president of the RFI Women's Club in Murshidabad, India. They're from a recent festival in her city called Charak Puja or Hazra Kali. Men dress as Hindu goddesses and parade through the city. Priyanka, why don't women do that now? At any rate, the men do look fairly convincing as women. Take a look, listeners. And Nafisa Najim, the president of the RFI Mahila Shrota Sangha Club in Hariharpara, India, sent pictures of some happy children with their Sound Kitchen postcards and stamps, which are mostly donated by you. Too cute. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Nicola Dojo for helping me put the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with music requested by Mitul Kansal, who lives in Haryana, India. He asked me to play Little French Song by Carla Bruni. Enjoy, bye. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Et quand tout va mal, when life goes wrong, try for a little French song. French song d'armée, be démodé, mais si douce à fredonner. French song artender à l'envie, nostalgique à l'infini. Quand on sait plus où elle faire tout bilan. Try for a little French song. French song will take you to Paris, to Pigalle, Lille, Saint-Louis. French song garde dancing sous la pluie de pastilles aux Tuileries. Because we have de quoi frimer, we have Brassens, Brelan, Ferré, we have Boris, Vian, Barbara, Gainsbourg, Trenet, Prévert, Cosma. Because we have de quoi choisir, we have Aznavour et Jenny, Pico, Nougaro, Moustaki, Edith, Piaf, Clo, Clo, and Johnny. Oh oui, 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 bien sûr, ce n'est pas Duke Ellington, ce n'est pas Elvis ni Jackson. Ce n'est pas Fitzgerald ou Armstrong, c'est just a little French song. Et quand le chagrin reste tout long, moi je chante une little French song. Because we have de quoi frimer, we have Brassens, Brelan, Ferré, we have Boris, Vian, Barbara, Gainsbourg, Trenet et Jean Ferrat. Because we have de quoi choisir, we have Aznavour et Jenny, Beko, Nougaro, Moustaki, Edith, Piaf, Coquelin, Johnny. Oh oui, 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 et qu'on soit de Londres ou de Hong Kong, qu'on soit Trois Feuilles ou Choubon, qu'on soit Jellaba ou Sarong, try for a little French song. Les méchants sonnent leur gong. Moi je chante une little French song.